Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, as we continue on KMOX, of course, your innovation station, Michael Calhoun with you, and we're introducing you to some of the health startups that you're going to be hearing about, maybe the products that you'll encounter when you go to receive care, part of the BioSTL Global Health Innovation Summit taking place here in St. Louis. And we've got a startup now that is helping get the right specialist to you when you get to the ER. We've got Dr. Kevin Weiss, the founder of Apogee Care, with us on KMOX. Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Weiss.
No, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Excited to be in St. Louis and helping take care of the people here that live here.
Yeah, so tell us about Apogee Care. What is this startup focused on?
Yeah, so this startup is focused on making sure that when patients go to the emergency department, especially the ones that have lots of medical problems and might not have an exact emergency at that moment, they're not having a heart attack or having a stroke. Thank goodness they didn't just suffer physical violence. But their doctor said, you got to go to the ER and get checked out, or they don't know where else to get care. We're focused on making sure that we meet them at the front door of that ER, get them the specialist referral that they need right then, like see a geriatrician if they're older, right at that front door of the ER, so that they can get the right diagnosis, get the tests that are needed, and get home as soon as possible, whenever possible. We're there for the folks that when they go to the ER and their heart sinks to the floor, or your mom calls you and says, hey, my doctor told me I have to go to the ER because they can't fit me in. We're there to make sure that when your heart sinks to the floor, your next thought is, but wait a second, our hospital has Apogee Care. It's going to be all right. They'll get us through there and get the care we need and get them home.
So this doesn't sound like it's necessarily, you know, an emergency you're going to the ER, life or death necessarily, but it's, you know, you talk about not being able to get in, and it's something that kind of needs more immediate attention. And so for a lot of people these days, the only option in that kind of situation is to go to the ER, and they know exactly the situation you're talking about.
I'm afraid that's exactly right. You know, I've gotten to work with over 500 emergency departments in the last 6 years, not just with Apogee Care, but in the last 10 years, not just with Apogee Care, but with all the work that we do. And everybody gets it. If we were having this conversation at Panera, the table beside us would turn around and say, like, oh, my goodness, I'm so glad you're doing that because I brought my Aunt Marge to the ER. And gosh, it was really tough. She was there a really long time. We're not sure she got what she needed. So you're right. So hard for almost anyone. If they had to be seen by a doctor this afternoon, other than urgent care, where can you get that done? And so you end up in the ER. We're there to make sure you get the right care when you show up in the ER in a timely fashion so that you can get home treated correctly as soon as possible.
You know, it's always interesting to hear how, you know, founders of startups came to the idea, how they came to identify the need and figure out, hey, I can actually do something to help alleviate this. And so as a physician, you know, are there any anecdotes or specific instances you can recall where you thought, I can fix this?
You know, absolutely. I was, first of all, almost every day when I walk through my hospital, I look around and look at the hallway, and I see like 10 or 15 patients that have come there from skilled nursing facilities or assisted living centers. Or when the daughters call me on the phone and like, my mom's been there for 5 hours. Can someone please help her? She's been lying there. I think, my goodness, this is not okay. You know, this afternoon by about 5 o'clock, there'll be between 5,000 and 10,000 older adults lying in the hallways of emergency departments waiting to get care. In our country, this is not okay.
You know, you're here for the BioSTL Health Innovation Summit, and I'm curious, you know, before coming for this, what was your kind of impression, your mental, you know, image of St. Louis and the startup and the healthcare industry scene here, and you know, how has it changed since you've been here for the summit and you've kind of experienced it?
You know, I'm going to say one more story before I go there, and then I'm talking about how great BioSTL is. 3 years ago, I saw a patient, 72-year-old woman. She'd come in there because her stomach had hurt. She waited in the waiting room for a long time in the ER. I work in the ER. And then they ordered her a CAT scan. And so by the time I saw her, she'd been there like close to 10 hours. And I came in her room to tell her that her CAT scan was okay, that the abdominal CAT scan looked okay. And so she could probably go home. The blood test looked okay. And I was giving her my speech of, I'm not sure why your stomach's hurting, but everything looks good. And she looked up at me and she said, oh, good. So I don't have colon cancer like my sister just died of. The point of this story is because the ERs are so busy, they don't take the time to ask patients when they arrive, what's really on your mind? What's really worrying you? Because if we had asked her that, we wouldn't have gotten a CAT scan. We would have sent her home in the first hour she was there and set her up with an outpatient visit to make sure she didn't have colon cancer, because a CAT scan didn't answer that question. We did the wrong test, and she took 10 hours of her time and a lot of money to get that done because we never asked the right questions. So when you asked me before why Apogee Care, it's to make sure that these patients, when they hit the ER, they're seen quickly with the amount of time and dedication to get them the right care that they need and then get home whenever possible.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.